first of all, this all happened, which what happened down at Ballisleare Bay when we seen over 1,000 salmon that was killed. The inland fisheries and the minister decided then that to close Pertle River from the Ballisleare Bay up as far as Merton Savage Bridge. And then what they did then is, because they had concerns about it, they closed the rest of the river. So you've seen the Omo River on up into Unshone River and all them, that all that area has been closed. So I'm delighted to see now that some progress has been made, and that Minister Ryan, under Section 57 of the Inland Fishery Act of 2010, has decided to lift what's on the Omo River, on the Unshone River, but there's limitations as well on exactly what people can do when fishing in that river. So we know now that worm fishing is banned from all fishing of all species and for the rest of the season, and the catch and release only for salmon and trout on that river. So I suppose people will still able to get back fishing, but there is limitations on what they can do and what they can't.
And hopefully council will be somewhat way in the near future. We were told last week regarding the results of the investigation into the deaths of the salmon. Hopefully that'll be published in as soon as possible, but in the immediate future, so we have some answers.
Well, it's important that we do get the report, and it's important between, as I says, I was hoping that we'd have the report before now. As I says, we know the importance of the Ballisleare Bay, and we know the importance, the Shameen, even of the Eeskey River. There's certain inlets there where the salmon come in, and it's important that we find out exactly what happened and what affected the death of all these salmon. So it's important that we get that response sooner rather than later. But as I says, I'm delighted to see that the fisheries have done all they can, and the report is vital that we get it and see exactly what needs to be done and what needs to be addressed so it doesn't happen again.